comes up, driving when the sun goes down. The hum of 18 wheels, Lord, that's the loudest sound. I spend all day chasing that old white line. I've been on the road so long, I've lost track of time. Now it don't matter where I'm going, I just gotta drive. I have that white line fever till the day that I die. I said 18 wheels are rolling on the road, it is my life. 18 wheels are rolling on the road, it is my life.
Hey friends, we got a great program for you today. I met a guy down in West Plains, Missouri one time by the name of Dan Duncan. He was the president of ICGMA, and we brought him up to our threefold chord conference one year, and he just done a great job, and we're going to share that concert with you today from Dan Duncan. So sit back, listen, enjoy this program, and then call the radio station and tell them how much you love Lonesome Road Ministries, Church on the Road. Where I'm going, I just gotta drive. I have that white line fever to the day that I die. I said 18 wheels rolling on the road, it is my life. 18 wheels rolling on the road, it is my life. My friend Dan Duncan, he is ready and he can't wait. I tell you what, this guy is amazing. He's like the Energizer Bunny, and he is. And he's got so many things going on. He's going to tell you all about it, but he's going to also sing some songs, songs that he's written. You're a songwriter.
Yeah.
I love you, Dan Duncan.
I love you, Gary.
And I'm so glad you came today.
I couldn't miss this. I've been looking forward to it ever since you walked in that television station and we started making TV shows, and I heard about it. I had to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Let me get out of your way.
Praise God. All right. Well, he already told you my name. I'm Dan Duncan. And the one good thing about me is the Lord Jesus Christ has cleansed me from sin and written my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm on my way to heaven, and I want to take everybody with me that I can. I figured something out. If I've got anything God can use, it's His. So I made a deal with Him one day. I was kneeling. I started kneeling. I wound up with my face in the carpet in front of the communion table. And I said, God, from here on out, everything I do, it's all for You. And when I got up, I had a new direction in my life. And I've been using everything I know how to do for Jesus. And without Him, I'm nothing. Without Him, I don't have any TV shows to do. I don't have any songs to write. I don't have any songs to sing. I don't have any sermons to preach. I don't have anything. But when you put Jesus in it, He makes life absolutely wonderful. Praise God. He lets me go a lot of places and sing and share music and share whatever I can. One of the ways I like to share Jesus is with songs. And I've seen an awful lot of people come to Jesus in a lot of unusual places. One time there's an old boy. He was, there's a little Salvation Army band playing down on the street corner. And he come, well, hey, roll tape. Let me tell you the story. Mama prayed a lot for Johnny. Brother Johnny was my closest kin. Basically, Johnny was a good boy.
but you never saw Johnny grin. I think it's 'cause he lost his sweetheart when Frankie met a guy named Ben. Johnny kept himself in trouble. Joe and Mabel kept Johnny in jail. But Johnny let the sun shine in. Johnny let the sun shine in. Mama's in the bedroom praying for you, boy. Johnny let the sun shine in. Johnny tried forgetting about Frankie and her running off with Ben. While Mama's in the bedroom praying, Lake Johnny let the sun shine in. Johnny left Joe and Mabel's, staggered down a noisy street, stopped and listened to a little old band. Hey, Johnny started patting his feet. Something got a hold on Johnny. Yeah, something took him by the hand. Now Johnny is the brand new tambourine player in Brother Love's traveling band. Since Johnny let the sun shine in, Johnny let the sun shine in. Mama going around all happy since Johnny let the sun shine in. Johnny got over that Frankie and her running off with Ben. Now things around here are a whole lot different since Johnny let the sun shine in. Papa got sick with the fever. Mama put Papa to bed. Billy went running for the doctor. The doctor came and stood there and shook his head. Now Papa's gone away and left us. We're gonna all be together again, including one certain tough tambourine player named Johnny in Brother Love's a traveling band. Johnny let the sun shine in. Johnny let the sun shine in. Mama's going around all happy since Johnny let the sun shine in. Johnny got over that Frankie and her running off with Ben. Now everybody here is a whole lot of happy since Johnny let the sun shine in.
A good gospel song. I like to say a good gospel song is a 3-minute sermon with a tune. And you know, some of the best sermons are good testimonies. Is that right, Gary? We know the power of a testimony. My goodness sakes. Roll a couple of songs for you. Do this one right here. Yep. Think about this.
God told Abraham, take Isaac up the mountain. There make him a sacrifice to me. I know tears rolled down and death breath was hard to come by. While Abraham was knelt there on his knee. So hand in hand they headed up that mountain. And he thought about the things that lay in store. Like shattered glass inside his heart was breaking. He had never had a pain like this before. Too soon they reached that spot where they were going. He laid Isaac down. His heart raced as he drew the knife to strike him. But a God of mercy stopped him and he said, I just wanted you to know exactly how it feels to watch the son you love walk up a lonely hill. Feel the pain inside as your heart breaks in your chest. Lose the very thing that you love the best. Now you've walked the walk and I know you understand. The price must be paid to correct the sin of man. You will know just how I feel when you walk him up that hill. I just wanted you to know exactly how it feels to watch the sun you love walk up a lonely hill. Feel the pain inside as your heart breaks in your chest to lose the very thing that you love the best. So now you walk the walk, and I know you understand the price that must be paid to correct the sin of man. You'll know just how I feel when you walk him up that hill. I just wanted you to know exactly how it feels when you walk him up that hill. I just wanted you to know.
Thank you. The reason I wanted to sing that song for you, one time I was singing in Montgomery, Alabama, in Walmart. I told God I'd go anywhere he sent me to declare his name through any way he gave me. And Walmart wanted to raise $1 million for the Children's Miracle Network. Now, that's a good cause. So they took one of the songs I wrote and put it on a CD and a cassette along with 20 other singers. And they distributed these all over America in their Walmart stores. And they figured if they sold so many of them that they would raise $1 million for the Children's Miracle Network. Well, I said, that's good. So I wrote this song, and I may sing it for you sometime this weekend. But so the next thing they did, they said, look, we want you to go sing and appear and sing in Walmart stores. Can you do that? And I said, yeah, I can do that. So they sent me to Montgomery, Alabama. I'm standing down there singing, and I sing this song. And I'm it's the funniest thing, you know, you're just standing there in the middle of what they call Action Alley, and you got a little PA, and you're singing your songs, and people are coming by going, God bless you. Praise the Lord, brother. You know, the first thing I thought when they asked if I wanted to go sing in Walmart, I thought, how many people going to make fun and cut you down and all that? You know what? I did it for 2.5 years and had 2 people ever make fun. And I probably had 10,000 say, God bless you, brother. Keep it up, brother. Way to go. So I'm down there in Montgomery singing. I finish that song. I look up and here's this big old trucker standing there, tears running down his face. And I said, can I help you? And he said, I need God, man. Whew. I tell you, God has an awesome way of using you in the most wonderful places. I've heard about a lot of revivals in a lot of places, but I have had revival in Walmart everywhere I went. Everywhere we go, people giving their heart to Jesus, praying with him right there in the Walmart store, and folks getting saved. Now, man. So, you know, if that worked, praise God, do it. So they sent me all over the place singing for Jesus in Walmart. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is a song that I wrote. I had a little help out of one of my good buddies. His name's Ronnie Henson. He's a Hall of Fame songwriter and a pretty good old buddy. And we've written a bunch of stuff together. And we wrote this one time. And I hope that you... See, here's the thing about it. My God's a miracle-working God. And if you think he ain't, you came too late to tell me that. So we wrote it in the song. And here's how it came out. I believe that miracles are for today. I believe that when a storm comes blowing through your life, Jesus will come walking on the waves. Oh, I believe in miracles. I believe old-fashioned faith still gets it done. And if there's any doubt what a miracle's about, just look at me.
Just look at me.
you're seeing one. He don't have to prove a thing. He's God no matter what, long before they coined the phrase, in God we trust. In impossible occasions, he's no probable equation. I believe that what he is what he was. Oh, I believe in miracles. I believe that miracles are for today. I believe that when a storm comes blowing through your life, Jesus will come walking on the waves. Oh, I believe in miracles. I believe old-fashioned faith still gets it done. And if there's any doubt what a miracle's about, just look at me.
Just tell you why
you're seeing one. If Joshua could ask for time and God just stopped the sun, if Elijah prayed down fire from on high, in this new grace dispensation, we're no less than blood relation, and God won't leave the family deprived. Oh, I believe in miracles. I believe that miracles are for today. I believe that when a storm comes blowing through your life, Jesus will come walking on the waves. Oh, I believe in miracles. I believe that old-fashioned faith still gets it done. And if there's any doubt what a miracle's about, just look at me.
Just look at me.
You're seeing one. And if there's any doubt what a miracle's about, just look at me.
Just look at me.
You're seeing one.
And that is the truth.
As a young man, I had a career in radio broadcasting. Started out with being a DJ. And I worked at a big country music radio station in a town called Boise, Idaho. Had a fellow there named Marty Martin who worked with me. And we worked together a lot. And every time we'd get together, he sang in nightclubs. All the time, he sang in the nightclubs. And I started, man, Jesus saved me. So I was singing for Jesus everywhere I went. But every time he and I'd get together, he'd grab a guitar and he wanted to sing gospel songs with me. So we did that. And, you know, one thing led to another, and it just was kind of a neat little thing. Eventually, we wound up going separate ways. We worked together for 4.5 years, and I went to Nashville and he went to Dallas, and we met back in Nashville again, backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. And we were visiting, hadn't seen each other in about 6 or 7 years. And he says, I said, how you doing, bud? And he said, no, not so good. He says, I have leukemia. I said, guess what? I know the healer. He's a miracle worker. God touched his life. Of course, when we worked together, he was basically your basic boogerhead, you know. But God sent me from Nashville to Branson one time to see him. We spent some time together, and he became, he took another name, Boxcar Willie. And friends don't let friends die without Jesus. So I drove over there one time just because, you know, the Lord had touched his life, and the leukemia was in remission. And so I said, okay, buddy, that's good. Well, then it came back, so I went over to see him. I said, look, I just told him, I said, friends, don't let friends go out of this world without Jesus. So I just come to find out something. How is it with you, really? Are you ready to meet Jesus face to face? We had ourselves a real good one-on-one session. And when we left their boxcar, Willie had the assurance in his heart, he's going to heaven. Well, he's already beat me there. He was a good old friend, and I loved him. But he had a great sense of humor. And we found a lot of fun things. You know, some of the funniest things that happen in church. Amen. Boy, church is a great, there's a lot of joy in church, you know. First of all, if there ain't any joy in your church, you need to find another church. The joy of just knowing Jesus is the important thing. But if you can open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll put joy down in there. And then, and I don't know, I love to laugh, and maybe I'm a little sick, but I come up with some really, I find humor in a lot of things. I want you to listen to this little song. I don't know if you've ever been to a church like this, but, well, roll the next one, will you? Let's see what you think. Funny thing happened on the way to church last Sunday. Billows of smoke came rolling out the door. I stood up to tell the congregation something should be done, cause the church is on fire for sure. And they said, that's a point well made and a timely suggestion. We'll bring it up at the very next meeting of the Board of Deacons a week from Tuesday. I don't know why, it's just church policy. At the First Mazda Method, Baptist-Costal, Seventh-day Orthodox, Lutheran, non-denominational Church of Our Lady of the Mind. We were back in church the very next Sunday, in a tent bought and paid for by the building fund. I stood up to tell the congregation, there's a tornado coming, everybody run.
Everybody run!
They said, that's a point well made and a timely suggestion. We'll bring it up at the very next meeting of the Board of Deacons a week from Tuesday. I don't know why, it's just church policy. At the First Nazareth, Baptist-Costal, Seventh-day Orthodox, Lutheran, non-denominational Church of Our Lady of the Mind. Very next Sunday, when the trumpet sounded and the clouds all rolled away, I stood up to tell the congregation, lift up your heads, cause the Lord is coming today. And they said, that's a point well made and a timely suggestion. We'll bring it up at the very next meeting of the Board of Deacons, week from Tuesday. I don't know why, it's just church policy. At the First Nazareth, Baptist-Costal, Seventh-day Orthodox, Lutheran, non-denominational Church of Our Lady of the Mind. Probably nobody here ever went to one of those churches, but I still find a lot of fun in church. I'm a pastor. The Lord called me to win souls. First of all, I'm a Christian. Wherever I go, it don't matter if there's any other titles that are attached to it, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. I gave my heart to Jesus. I'm living for him. That's first. And then after that, whatever you want to stick on it. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. I don't do radio anymore. I do television. That's another story. I have to tell you that before I get out of here. But wow, you know, just wherever God has placed me, I find using whatever talents he gives me for the cause of Christ. If I'm by any means win some to Jesus Christ, So if a song will do it, I'll do a song. If a sermon will do it, I'll do a sermon. If it takes sitting down one-on-one with somebody, I love that. Just presenting Jesus Christ. If it's giving out a CD, that works. Boy, does that ever work. I'm going crazy over this ministries thing. It's doing such good stuff, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. Oh, man alive. James Payne told me about a guy, and he said, you're going to meet this guy, Dan. I want to bring him to the ICGMA. That's another story. But he said, you got to bring him here. And so he wound up bringing a fellow named Gary Rayburn to ICGMA. And we shook hands, and from the moment we hooked up, we had a good friendship going. And, man, I loved what he's doing. He says, I need to interview some singers, and I want to put them on my CDs. And I said, I'll go get you some. So, because I'm kind of in a place to be able to do that there with that particular organization. So I went rounding up singers, and I think y'all were among that, weren't you? Dennis and Leslie were among it, and people like Mike Manuel and Chuck Day and Mary Faye Jackson and all kinds of people. And we brought in, and boy, Gary's just sitting there having the most fun interviewing all of those people. And you know what? Every time, now see, here's the thing. Most people are not too interested in putting their songs somewhere where they're going to be given away. You know what the coolest thing is? Every one of them, I told them, now, this guy's going to take your songs, put them on his CDs, and give them away. And they said, praise God. And so their music is going places like, they never dreamed of, and touching hearts and lives of people. The only thing I ever said was if you're driving a truck and listen to this CD, you be careful, because I'm down here under the dash, and if you hit something, I get it first. Praise God. Well, it's so neat. Brother Gary and I became friends. We started talking about television because we have Marilyn. Honey, stand up. This is my sweetheart. My bride. Boy, I married a righteous fox. And she and Jesus are the best two things that ever happened to me. And we are, ICGMA stands for the International Country Gospel Music Association. It's a worldwide organization. We're celebrating our 61st year this year. That makes us the oldest organization, music organization in America. We're 2 years older than the Grammy Awards. We're 10 years older than the Country Music Association Awards. We're 12 years older than the Dove Awards. We checked them all out. We're the granddaddy of them all. And they've had these things, these conventions and things all over. They have them in Nashville, and they had them in Texas, Dallas, and Oklahoma City, and all over the place. And one day they decided they wanted me to be president of that organization. And I said, well, if you do, you're going to have to understand one thing. It's going to get moved to West Plains, Missouri. And they said, what airport serves that? And I said, none. They said, what freeway passes through it? None. You're lucky to be able to get there from wherever you are, but we meet there. And you know what? We put it in there in West Plains, Missouri. I went to the Civic Center, and they said, you can have that here. So we got the biggest, nicest building in town, and for the first 8 years, they gave it to us absolutely free of charge, never charged us a dime for it. And Gary and Dennis and Leslie will tell you that we stuff it full every night, don't we? It's standing room only, and so a lot of people. And I don't know, I got to tell you guys this. You probably haven't heard me say this, but somebody said, how do you do this? How do you pack this building out, and you get all these people in here, you get all these singers? Because last year we had over 100 singers cross the stage in 3 days. Okay, so you make notes. If you want to go to singing, honey, you come on down to the ICGMA, because we got one. And it's free. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. And see, the groups who come and the artists who come, it's a membership organization. And they join the membership, and they pay $100 a year for their membership fee to belong. and they come and we have a glorious time, and it's a great place to network and get your music out and meet new friends and get your songs out to radio and all kinds of things like that. And so somebody said, man, I don't see how in the world you put on this kind of a show and you don't charge anybody. I said, it's real easy. We charge the singers to sing and let the people in free. They're still shaking their head over that one, Brother Gary. We don't charge them to sing. They just join the organization, and then we just take the money they give us and promote a great big singing, and nobody gets paid. Everybody does it because they love Jesus, and it's just wonderful. So if you want to come out to a good singing, come out to the ICGMA. If you're a singer or a songwriter or a musician, you ought to check us out, because we're out there working for Jesus. And you know what the neat thing about it is? The star of the show is Jesus. It's all about him. And another thing, we've been doing this. This will be our ninth year in West Plains. And you know what? Nobody's mad. Everybody loves one another. Just sharing Jesus, and like you guys, you know, you're up here and y'all love each other, and the love of Jesus is sloshing over, and it's just the neatest thing when God's people get together, isn't it? It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Well, that's where I met Gary Rayburn, and we began to talk and pray about doing a show for Rig Ministries. Rig TV is on the air, started in January, and every single... It's Friday night, isn't it? Every Friday night. I have to stop and think about it, because I have programs going all the time, and it's just wonderful. And not only does it play over in the Ozarks, but it's streamed around the world. If you're in Afghanistan serving in the military, you can tune us in. You know, if you're out in California, you can tune us in. If you're in Alaska, you can tune in and watch Rig TV. And so, you know, getting the message out any way you can. It's more than just by song or by sermon. It's, hey, by internet, by television, by radio, by come across this pulpit. Folks, we got to get the message out. We got to get the message out. That's all there is to it. Jesus said, go into all the world and make disciples. You know what? It takes all of us using everything we got, with everything we can think of. And people say, well, you do some pretty crazy things to get the gospel out. Yeah, that's all right. Paul said, by the foolishness of preaching. So I foolishly preach sometimes. Sometimes I do silly songs like, that's a point well made in the time. Listen, just, you know, all right. I want to sing you a James Payne song. He wrote it, and I recorded it, and I was real pleased when... He won Song of the Year for this song from that recording. And I like it so good. James told me, he said, you're going to sing this song. I wrote it about you and your daughter. Okay, so here comes the 2016 Country Gospel Song of the Year. Okay. I was only 17 when I set out on my own. I said my last goodbye to the place that I call home. I walked out the front door, Mama met me on the porch. She said, son, there's just one thing before you go. Take this Bible, keep it with you all the time. It'll get you through the long, hard days and all those lonely nights. So when it feels alive, life ain't nothing but survival. Just reach out your hand, take this Bible. I made it up to Nashville, down on Music Row. I found out I was just as far as my dreams would go. Got a job down at the factory, got a daughter and a wife. Just like Mama told me, everything turns out all right when you take the Bible. Keep it with you all the time. It'll get you through the long, hard days and all those long.
nothing but survival. Just reach out your hand. Take this Bible. Today I'm with my daughter, putting her things in the car. She's headed off to college. You're tearing out my heart. She says, Dad, I'm gonna miss you. With a soft kiss on the cheek. Through my tears I tell her, same thing Mom told me. Honey, take this Bible. Keep it with you all the time. It'll get you through the long hard days and all those lonely nights. When it feels like life ain't nothing but survival, just reach out your hand. Take this Bible. Take this Bible.
I went through a really, really, really hard time. I evangelized for a lot of years, and God helped me to be able to preach from one coast to the other and from border to border and lead a lot of people to Jesus. And I finally decided that it was time to pastor a church after listening to the Lord's direction. And so I pastored one church, and then I pastored another church, and then I pastored another, and then there was a church that asked me to come and just fill their pulpit while they found a pastor. And building seated about 700. They had about 125 in there. This side over here hated this side over here. And boy, it's cold in that place. They want me to come and fill in while I got a pastor. And I said, I don't think so. The fifth time they called, I finally said, you know, maybe God has something for us here. Maybe we need to go ahead and go see what this is all about. They said, all we need is 6 or 8 weeks and we'll have us a pastor and you can go on back to Nashville. So I went out there and started telling those people that Jesus loved them. They'd been beat up by a lot of preachers. And each other. It's pretty bad when the worst scars you get in your life came in church. But unfortunately, I've seen that happen. So news started spreading, church started growing, and in 4 weeks, the church had grown to over 400. And then it just kept going, and it just kept going, and kept going. We started a country gospel thing on Saturday night because Sunday was all full. There weren't any more seats left in the house, so we decided to have two services. So we had Sunday morning. Let's have one Saturday night. Now, Sunday morning worship was all contemporary, and that's great. But they said, you're going to do it the same way on Sunday night, on Saturday night? I said, no, we're going to put fiddles and steel guitars in there. And they said, well, that ain't going to go over in this town. And I said, well, then why is the number one radio station in this town country? Well, we never thought of that. So the first Saturday night, we had 300 people show up. The second Saturday night, we had 600 people show up. Church kept growing, kept growing. And some unfortunate things came about. And one morning, I got a knock on the door and was served with papers from a marshal who said that he had papers for a divorce. And so it broke my heart. The last thing I ever saw me being was a preacher who was going through a divorce. Knocked me flat off my feet. I'd never been like that before. Took the wind out. You know, you got to be careful, man. The devil will destroy you any way that he can. If he can start, and especially for valid ministries that are really doing something for God, man, he wants to destroy it. The fellowship that I was preaching for if you are divorced, you can't have your credentials, so I had to give mine back. And I met with my board of deacons, who were wonderful men. And oh, incidentally, during that time where the church was doing all the growing, God healed all the hurts. And people were hugging each other and asking forgiveness. And in about 4 years' time, that church was so full of love, it was unbelievable. No more griping, no more complaining, no more fighting, just loving Jesus and loving one another. And that's pretty cool. Deacon said, "Pastor, what are you going to do?" I said, "I don't know, guys. I'm flat on my back for the first time in my life, but I'm just going to tell you this. Incidentally, it's not easy to stand up here and tell you this, but I'm pretty transparent. I said, guys, I don't know, but I'm going to tell you, I will stand up. And when I do, you'll find me somewhere working for Jesus, because that's who I am and that's what I do. There's not another option. I'm going to serve the Lord with all of my heart." "Well, what are you going to do, Pastor?" I said, "Man, I'll sing my way out of this." So I took my guitar and I went on back to Nashville and I started writing and singing songs, and Jesus is blessed. And those songs have gone around the world and touching lives, and people are coming to Jesus by it. So I went to the little town where I was born, West Plains, Missouri. And God, after, I don't know, a year and a half or something like that, God let me take the hand of a pretty little lady who just was waiting for God to send somebody. And I talked her into going and getting married. And we did. And I've never been so happy in my life. And you know what? Her and Jesus, the best two things that ever happened to me. But I will tell you this. She spent the last 20 years before I met her taking care of 300 mama cows and bottle feeding 100 calves. She'd never been in a TV station, and she never thought of ever being a pastor's wife. Of course, I wasn't a pastor right then, but God played a trick on her. He made me a pastor again, and I'm pastoring a wonderful church. And you know what's amazing about it? The very denomination who said I couldn't have their credentials anymore. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that our church is going to be fellowshipping with that denomination once again. And I'm going to be pastoring one of their churches. How do you like that? Isn't that interesting? So all of a sudden, my little sweetheart is now having to figure out how to be a pastor's wife. She's older cows. And she's a good pastor's wife. And then the Lord put us in television. I had left television years before because I wanted to just give full time to ministry. And God told me when I did, He said, "You'll be back. I will put you back in it." And 5 years passed, and nothing that showed that like it should be. I should be going back to being in television. And I said one day, "Wonder if I miss God, or if I misunderstood God, or did God change His mind?" He said, "Television, and it ain't anywhere in my plans, and it's not on the horizon." A fella came to our church, and he operated in gifts of the Spirit, and he called for me to come forward, and he said, "I don't know what this means. I'd never met this man in my life. He didn't know me from Adam's house cat. But," he said, "this means something to you, and you'll know what I'm talking about." He said, "Lately there's something God told you that was going to happen, and it hasn't happened for 5 years, and you've been asking questions like, did I miss God? Did I misunderstand? Did God change His mind?" I said, "No." He says, "God just wants you to know He still means it." Went back to the little town I was born in, and I had a strange phone call. And it was from Mississippi. And a network that owned TV stations called and wanted to know if I would manage their Christian television station. God still meant it. A year later, we bought that TV station. And we're broadcasting the gospel of Jesus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on Channel 38 in West Plains. And that's where Rig Ministry is televised and spread out all over the country. And I'm thrilled to be a part of it. Praise God, praise God. I got so much I could say. I'm just kind of running over up here. See, look how good God is to me. Man, the devil tries to knock you down, and God said, stand up. So I don't know what else to do. Just stand up and keep on going. Hallelujah, when it's all said and done. Okay, here's my next release to radio, this little song right here. It's called The Church Out in the Country. Take an old dirt road going back in time to that little white building, steeple and sign. Leans Franklin County gospel line. Sinners welcome, just step inside. Well, Brother Bill would start to sing. Sister Wilma play the tambourine. God would send the glory down. Then it all just moved uptown. Long gone to sawdust floors, red back handles and stained glass doors. Lord, I miss the way it used to be. Since I took the church out of the country. Since I took the church out of the country. At Andrew Jackson Junior High, we never let a day go by. I can still hear Miss Wilson say, come on, bow your heads, kids, it's time to pray. Long gone's prayer in the schools, God's word and the golden rule. Lord, I miss the way it used to be. Since they took the church out of the country. Since they took the church out of the country.
Little Picket.
The way it used to be. Since they took the church out of the country.
Since they took the church out of the country.
Take that old dirt road going back in time to that little white building, steeple and sign. Reach Franklin County gospel line. Sinners welcome, just step inside. Okay, now let's go way back. A little boy living in a town called Hollister. People run around with my little town's name on their shirts all over the place. Population about 15. Mama used to load us kids up and take us to church because Daddy was rotten to the core, and he wouldn't go. She drove 18 miles, put us in the truck. We didn't have a car. Put us in the truck, drove six kids and her 18 miles into town, the little old church with a potbelly stove, and we'd go to church. Man, I love to hear the singing. I love to hear the preaching. But I'll never forget one day when Daddy came out, and he was all cleaned up, and he said, I'm going to go with you today. And Daddy made the trip. And I was just blown away when I watched my daddy stand up out of that pew when the preachers gave the invitation. And he walked that aisle and knelt at the altar and shed a lot of tears and asked the Lord to forgive him for his sinful ways. And God not only saved him, but he made him a preacher. Well, that was quite a switch. So I was raised in a preacher's home. And you'd think I'd have had enough sense to always walk with the way I need to be. But, you know, sometimes we get our eyes off of what we should keep our eyes on. And I can shorten this by saying my testimony is, if you go read the story of the prodigal son, that's my testimony. Because I walked away and got tangled up in things of the world and found myself in more mess than I knew how to deal with. And I began to think about, I tell you, I was working at a radio station one day and I came home. I was doing a midnight radio show, and I got off at midnight, and I came home, and I sat down on the side of the bed, and I began to think about, why is everything going so rotten in my life? Why is everything so bad? And I began to think about back when I used to go to church and love the Lord and served him faithfully. So I thought, well, I'm a rational guy. I'm going to do this right. I sat down, got me a pad and a pen, and I drew a line down the middle. I said, on this side over here, I'm going to write all the reasons I ought to go ahead and pursue this musical career in country. And so I started writing. First I started writing about why I should live for the Lord and why I should get serious about God. Man, I wrote a big old long list. So I laid the pen down, cleared my head, and said, okay, now I'll go ahead and start. And I grabbed the pen and I started to write the reasons I ought to go ahead and chase a neon dream in country. And I sat there looking at that paper, and the pen wouldn't write. It wouldn't put anything down, and pretty soon tears started getting the paper wet. So I just turned around and got down on my knees. And I said, Jesus, if you can fix me, I'm yours the rest of my life. And he did. Now, the story of the prodigal son is such a beautiful story. Mine turned out to be in a song. And I'm going to jump in the middle of it. I named an album after it. And I'd like for everyone in the world to hear this song sometime or other, because there's a lot of prodigals out there. So listen to this little song.
Took my dad aside one day. His tears fell when he heard me say, Dad, you need to know that I've quit school. I don't care about your golden rule. Dad, I'm tired of living under your thumb. While you're old and slow, I'm smart and young. Dad, I want what's mine, then I'll be gone. Wanna get out on my own. A dozen bars, a dozen towns. I buy my friends, I buy the rounds. They all say, man, I like your style. You sing it fast, you play it wild. Boy, you're a guitar playing fool. But only half of what they say is true. I never think of mom and dad back home. No, I'm out on my own. Oh, I'm out on my own. Young and wild, and I'm bad to the bone. Footloose and fancy free. I'm being just what I wanna be. I'm out of my own. Not a care about what's right or wrong. I never meant to get so far from home. my money, my friends are gone. I'm running scared now, and I'm all alone. I just smoked my last cigarette. Last night I nearly froze to death. I can't play now, my hands shake. Lord have mercy, I need a drink. I could be with mom and dad back home, but I'm stuck out on my own. Up the road around the bend is mom and dad and the house that I was raised in. I wonder if they'll speak to me when they see the man that I've turned out to be. Hey, who's that running down the road? It's my old daddy, and he's not so slow. Arm across the shoulder, he carries me back home. No, I'm not on my own. No, I'm not on my own. Lean on me, son, and I'll help you along. Mama cries and tells her friends on the phone. Thank God my boy has finally come home. Oh, I'm not on my own. The crown and ring and now a royal road. 10,000 angels singing welcome back home. No, I'm not on my own. Jesus gently puts me back in the fold. No, I'm not on my own. No, I'm not on my own.
Thanks for letting me come and share with you today. And I got an awful lot to say, but there's a lot of good people got to say, and I'm going to soak up. All right. Brother Gary, thanks for letting me come. God bless you.
We never like to close any program without asking you, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you died today, would you go to heaven? If you've never been saved, or if you've gotten away from God, pray with me right now. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I ask you to come into my heart, Lord, and save me. Give me a new heart and make me brand new. And I will live for you from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
At the crossroads of life, lost without hope, 18 wheels of lonesome at the end of the road. In my hand was a tract the preacher had read, his words still echoing in the back of my head. I felt so ashamed when I thought of my past.
Hey drivers, we appreciate you letting us ride along with you in the cab. And you can contact us at 618-383-2107, or you can log on to our website at lonesomeroad.org and check us out on the web. You can listen to all of our radio programs on our website on our Broadcast from the Past page. So check it out. And if you ask Jesus Christ into your heart, then give us a call and let us know.
Broken-hearted and lonesome, so long I've been lost. I left a lifetime of misery at the foot of the tree.